Are you ready to start showing up as the best version of you? Ditching those diets, embracing and enjoying training, and learning that you are enough. Join me, Vicky Marks, or more commonly known as Vicky PT, personal trainer, nutrition coach, and female transformation specialist, on a podcast journey of inspiration, motivation, usable tips, and support to fire you forward into becoming that best version of you, plus some special guests along the way. You're listening to Strong, Confident, Transform. Let's get started. Hello, hello, everybody. Here we are with podcast number two. So today I am going to talk about the overcomplication of fat loss and health because, you know, it's such a big subject and I see it every single day. Women and men overcomplicating the process that is fat loss and health. Counting calories, sinning, which I can't even go into because it drives me mad, weighing out grains of rice, macros, fasting, starvation diets, you know, I see it every single day. And, you know, especially post-Christmas, you know, you see all of these companies preying on the vulnerable. No jab, no pill, no shit shake. None of this is going to give you long-lasting fat loss and health. And, you know, it's just not necessary. I think this is the main point that I'm trying to make in this podcast today is that all of this stuff, all of this expensive stuff and, let's face it, strict regimes is just not necessary to get the goal you want, which if it's fat loss, whatever your goal is, but health in general, which, you know, fat loss comes under the umbrella of health. It doesn't have to be as difficult as people make out. I mean, one of the things I see and I think, no, bananas. Bananas are evil. Potatoes are evil. Like, no, they're not. The gluten-free brownie is okay, you know. Come on, let's get a bit real here, like, with nutrition itself. And, you know, these foods like potatoes and bananas, they're whole foods. They're natural foods. And no, they're not going to restrict you from getting the health that you want. And under that umbrella of health is fat loss. So, which I could go into this for hours about health and the umbrella and what comes underneath it, but I'm going to save that for another podcast because, you know, something that I am really passionate about with my clients and with my members is, you know, you have this health umbrella and your reasons why come underneath. And it's like fat loss is one of them. Fat loss is something that comes into your reasons why. Of course it is. Like, we all want to feel shit hot in a pair of jeans. We all want to feel confident. We all want to look in the mirror and go, yes, I look amazing. We all want that. And we all want to feel that confidence in ourselves. And we all want to feel confident in our own body. But that comes under the umbrella of health. And it's like this full package approach of, you know, this is how we get healthy and these are the byproducts we get. And one of them is fat loss. So let's go back into the overcomplication of fat loss and health. And let's talk about where this has come from, because it has come from somewhere. And I'm not one to point the finger or play the blame game, but the media and crash diet companies have created this. I spend my life, my job, unpicking the damage that these companies have caused. Like, I spend every day unpicking these counting of calories, these counting of sins, weighing out your food, not wanting to eat fat because you've been told that it's banished from your life. Like, a banana is going to add 3 inches to your hips. A potato that grows in the ground, for goodness sake, is, you know, going to make you gain 3 pounds. Like, I've been unpicking this stuff for years and I spend a lot of time having to unpick this stuff. And the media and crash diet companies have caused this. And it's years of people being told what they can't have and what they can't do that has created this overcomplication of health. And it just doesn't have to be this way. And, you know, I've been in the industry 17 years now. I've been there. I've done that. I've got the macro t-shirt. I've got the counting calories t-shirt. I've got the weighing out of my grains of rice t-shirt. I've got the starvation t-shirt. And I'll go into it in another podcast. But my goodness, when I was 15 years old, between 15 and 18, I had the most horrendous relationship with food. And I could definitely get the t-shirt for starvation for them times of my life. And I've learned the hard way for sure. But have I come back from it? Yes. And have I got a great relationship with food now? Yes. And do I live in a body that I'm comfortable and confident living in? Yes. So you can overcome these things, and you can overcome these beliefs and this overcomplication of health that you've got in your head. You can, but you just need the right guidance, the right support, and the right advice. And, you know, my mission is to free people from this restriction, the strict regimes and the, you know, counting out of blueberries, which I assure you, there are some coaches out there that do recommend that you do this. And it's definitely not me. And my mission is to free people from this shit. Like, it doesn't have to be there. And you can have a much simpler approach to your health. You just have to find the right person to help you and coach you through it. So let's go into what I suggest. So, you know, keep things simple. If you are embracing upon a lifestyle change or a journey to your health, my biggest bit of advice is to keep things simple, like sensible portioning, whole foods, eating regularly to prevent situations of hunger. Drink some bloody water, some clean, pure water. Hydrate yourself and move. Humans need to move. Like, it's part of our makeup. It's part of what keeps us mentally sane, is being able to move. So those four simple things, you know, whole foods, sensible portioning, regular eating, drink some water and move. That's technically five, right? Hit these basics and you are going to see success. No doubt about it. And then another key factor that I think is just one of the biggies, actually one of the biggest things that, you know, it's one of the biggest boo-boos I see people make every single day, is consistency. Now, this means consistently doing something for a certain amount of time. So those basics that I just spoke about just now, it's like, I'm going to consistently do this for 6 months. And people go, oh, 6 months? What do you mean it's going to take 6 months? I don't mean it's going to take 6 months for you to see a change, but you need to give yourself enough time and be patient to see these changes and to ingrain these new habitual behaviors that you're going to bring into your life and make as normal. So consistency is just a key part of achieving ultimate health and vitality. It's so important. It's consistently doing the same thing on a regular basis to get the results that you want. And I think people underestimate consistency. Like, they want to do something and 2 weeks later they've made it. They don't need to do anymore because, you know, they've achieved that thing. Like, they've achieved that weight loss. So there we go. They're all done. But soon after, you're going to go back to the beginning because you're not consistently sticking to the basic principles. So a big thing that, and I'm not saying that's me, I'm not using this as a big sales post, is get a coach, get somebody to help you, get somebody to guide you on your journey so that you are being consistent with these new ways of life, to make them habit and to make them your normal. I mean, I am hands up. I've had a coach in every corner for years and years and years. Like, if I need help with something, I go and find someone that can help me with it because, you know, it gets you to your destination quicker. And when you get to your destination, the goalposts are moved and you've got another destination and you're continuously progressing and growing as you go. Now, another key factor to take in here, because I hear a lot of people say it to me all the time, is why can't I just stick to it all the time? And why do I keep falling off the wagon? Or why can I not stay consistent? Like, your key factor is consistency, but how do I keep being consistent? And honestly, there's no magic wand for this. No one can do this bit for you. Like, you have to do what you say you're going to do. And at the beginning, you may be doing what someone else is telling you to do, which is fine. Like, as I said before, a coach in every corner, like, have somebody there to be accountable to, somebody to move those goalposts, somebody to tell you, okay, try it like this, so that you've got that support and accountability there. But ultimately, you have to do what you say you're going to do. If you're going to eat the good food, eat the good food. If you're going to drink the water, drink the water. If you're going to do the exercise when you say you're going to do the exercise. And I understand, like, life gets in the way. I'm a mummy of two. I've got two babies. They're 8 and 5. And sometimes, yes, of course, I can't always do what I say I'm going to do because, you know, mum life gets in the way sometimes. But 90% of the time, I do what I say I'm going to do. And that is how I keep consistent all of the time, or 80, 90% of the time, is by doing what I say I'm going to do. So the overcomplication of fat loss and health, it's been created in the fitness industry itself with crash diet companies, the media, you know, and people like me and coaches like me are unpicking this stuff every single day. And it doesn't have to be that complicated. I mean, there are certain instances where maybe the complicated stuff has to happen. So maybe you're an athlete, maybe you are training for a very, very specific event. Maybe you're going to be competing in a bodybuilding competition. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm probably not the right person to be listening to because, you know, I just don't delve into this stuff. And there are coaches out there that can provide the very complicated calorie counting, macro counting, weighing out the grains of rice stuff. But it's just not me and it's not what I help people do. And, you know, these specific events, it's probably a very, very small percentage of the population, and that's for them. But for most people, you are general population, and general population wants to feel good in their body. They want to feel confident in their body and in themselves, and they want to look good. And that doesn't mean being a certain size or being a certain shape. It means looking good for you and feeling good for you and feeling good in your own body. Finding that best version of you does not mean being a certain shape, size, weight, or whatever. It means feeling good in you. And they are the people I want to help, you know? Most people. And it doesn't need to be complicated. It doesn't need to be painful. It doesn't mean you have to be hungry all the time. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, follow these strict regimes to get where you want to get to. Like, it's so unnecessary. And I've spent 17 years delving into this. And I would say the last 6 years is when I finally found my freedom and realized that all those years I spent hungry, all those years I spent hours and hours upon end counting out what I was eating, what I was drinking, putting myself through strict exercise regimes, it wasn't necessary. And, you know, I'm definitely not one to regret or say, oh, I wish I'd done this back then. Like, all of that stuff has helped me get to this point. And I've got to this point and I now know how to coach my clients and my members because I've done it. I've been there, I've done it, and I've learned the way. I've got the t-shirt in every single shape and form. So yeah, it doesn't have to be a horrible experience. And I think this is the stigma that has to be broken for people to be able to really focus on their health, is that actually taking on a lifestyle change does not have to be evil and horrible and put you through misery. It's actually quite the opposite. It is the opposite. Eating whole foods make you feel good. Like, you're going to feel an energy that you've never felt before. And regular eating is going to enable you to feel satisfied and away from those feelings of hunger, which maybe you've experienced over life on when you've taken on new health regimes in the past. Hydration, it makes you feel good. Like, drinking water is not going to bloat your belly out and make you pee all the time. Well, it might do at the beginning, but when you start feeling hydrated, it makes you feel good. And then you realize that exercise makes you feel far better than not doing exercise. So you actually say, I need to prioritize this in my life because actually it makes me feel really, really great. And you know, you start hitting all these basics and you start feeling all the effects that these basics have, and then you can no longer live without them. So for me, exercise, training, throwing my weights around, it's something I do. It's not something that I have to force myself to go out into my gym and do. It's something that I do because I love it and I love how I feel after it. And actually, when I don't train, I hate the way I feel. So it's about getting to that point where it becomes your normal and it becomes something that you just want to do. And the same goes with eating healthily. Like, of course, I eat cake, I eat chocolate, I drink red wine. I don't not do those things. I am all about living life. But what I don't do is excessively eat and drink those things, because it makes me feel shit. And if I feel shit, the other stuff I can't do, and I can't be productive in my business, and I can't be the mum I want to be. So, you know, eating healthily isn't, it's not an option to me. It's not something that I have to ask myself, do I really want to do that? Or do I just want to eat the rubbish? It's like, I just eat healthily because it makes me feel good and it helps me do life in a much better way. So it just takes consistency to find out that these things make you feel good to be able to carry on. So the overcomplication of fat loss and health, it doesn't have to be that way. And over the following podcasts that I'm going to do, I'm going to delve into these things more and more. But I'm going to wrap this up here for today. So any questions you've got, if any of this has resonated with you and you think, oh, I really want to speak to her about this, reach out. I am the most approachable person in the world. Reach out to me, talk to me about it. Contact me on all my links that will be below this podcast. And yeah, connect with me and tell me what you think. I love to hear reviews. I love to hear what you think of my podcast. I love to hear of any suggestions going forward. So, you know, I'm new at this and I want to make this podcast a huge success. So anything you want to hear from me, let me know. But for today, I hope that's really helped you today. I hope that's inspired you to take a different approach to fat loss and health in 2021. And have a really, really good day.